guests from the magnificent new Kraft Music Hall, designed for your pleasure and dedicated to your entertainment by the Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation. The stage is set, a great cast of stars is in the wings, Al Jolson, Ellen Jepson, Jack Fulton, Ramona, Roy Bargy, and the Brilliant Whiteman Ensemble. The house lights are fading and the curtain is about to rise.
Curtain going up! Curtain going up!
The members of the orchestra come into view on the rising elevator as Paul Whiteman enters from the wing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my music hall. Tonight we've got another all-star show. And Al Jolson presents one of his most ambitious efforts, a play that all New York praised last season, called Run, Little Children, by Hall Johnson. I'd like to open our show with a tribute to this season's most successful revue, As Thousands Cheer. In it, Irving Berlin had a melody you probably did not go out whistling, for it served as an accompaniment to the dancers in an exciting scene called Revolt in Cuba. Now just quickly, with all the patrons having an especially gay evening, when suddenly...
Piano down State Center for our next act. And here's the star, the girl on the magazine cover, Ramona.
Just place it down here, boys. That's right. Thank you, boys.
Oh, don't mention it, Ramona. We'd move a piano for you anytime.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh, stage boys.
We'd move anything you say, Ramona.
Okay, get off the stage.
Anything?
Anything.
How about Mr. Whiteman? He's not my act.
Well, I don't know if we can move Mr. Whiteman, but we'll move the piano.
I like that. And after all the reducing I've been doing. Oh, boy, I guess that really is my cue to exit.
All right, Paul. I guess it's my cue to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do a song by Victor Herbert from The Only Girl. This one is about a young actress who gives her recipe for success in one word of five syllables. Personality. Some people call acting a labor exacting, and they pull this tiresome highbrow stuff. But the fact remains, it's all a bluff. We often get word of some actress unheard of who in one short night becomes the rage and the idol of the stage. Let me say, if I may, it is personality. There's everything in personal appearance. With perseverance and proper press work, you may manage to find many rich and generous adherents who will assist you in many little ways. Real acting is all right, but on the quiet. Why should I try it when I'm a riot playing just myself? Your art will never get you any money. It's funny, but it's your personality that pays. There's everything in personal appearance. With perseverance and proper press work, you may manage to find many rich and generous adherents who will assist you in many little ways. Real acting is all right, but on the quiet. Why should I try it? I'm a riot playing just myself. Your art will never get you any money. It's funny, but it's your personality that pays and pays and pays and pays and pays and pays and pays.
Now, if you'll draw up the spotlight and sit down, I want to try a new one on the old keyboard. Well, there's a gentleman who just came in. Maybe I'd better start over again. This is the Kraft Music Hall. That's Mr. Whiteman. I'm Ramona. This is an encore, and I'm going to sing The Very Thought of You. Look for your nearest exit. I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait. I just thought of you. And I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as the queen. And foolish though it may seem, to me it's everything, the mere idea of you. The long year for you, you'll never know how slow the moment goes until I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in the stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Curtains, Mr. Whiteman, or the entrance of Howard Queen.
Here I am with just a reminder. If by chance you haven't had Miracle Whip salad dressing, order a jar first thing tomorrow morning. Use Miracle Whip on your favorite salad, and then, after the first taste, you will understand why millions prefer Miracle Whip salad dressing to mayonnaise, yet it actually costs less. Kraft, makers of Kraft Kitchen Fresh Mayonnaise and Kraft French Dressing, created Miracle Whip Salad Dressing. In its making, they use pure, mellow vinegar, golden oil, choice eggs, fine spices, and other time-honored ingredients. And then, by an exclusive Kraft method, these ingredients are whipped to a marvelous, creamy smoothness. The result is a perfect salad dressing. Its flavor is just right. Not too sharp, not too bland, or too oily. Miracle Whip combines the goodness of mayonnaise and true old-fashioned boiled dressing. Order a jar tomorrow, but insist you get Miracle Whip. Accept no substitute, for Miracle Whip has no substitute regardless of price. And remember this, when you have consumed the delicious content, you can use the jar for canning purposes.
They're letting down the runway through the front of the stage over the heads of the orchestra. In just a second, the spotlight will pick up the man who made the runway famous. In his first appearance tonight, he will sing some popular songs, and then he'll come back later with the Hall Johnson Choir. Here he is, the man who rose from a mammy song to a national institution, the one and only Al Jolson.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's cute to stand up here in the shadow of Paul Whiteman.
Keeps you cool, Al.
May keep me cool in hot or cold. Take your shadow away so I can do my work, will you?
So long, Al. You're on your own.
Oh, now I can see the light. Well, I'd like to begin this evening, ladies and gentlemen, with a theme song from a brand new picture called Dames. Dames, dames, beautiful dames. Sometimes we call them beautiful names. Whether they're near or far away, little man, you've had a busy day. There's no sense to that. But by the time you figure it out, I'll right be in my song. Hit it, boy. Let's have it.
Who writes the words and music for all the girlish shows? No one cares and no one knows. Who is the handsome hero? Some villain always reigns. But who cares if there's a plot or not when they've got out of games? What do you go for? Go see a show or tell the truth. You go to see the beautiful day. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow far, all the cute, cunning, sweet, beautiful days. Oh, days, a temporary flame. Oh, you days, you don't recall their name. Now do you, their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of the beautiful dames? What do you go for? Go see a show for. Tell the truth, you go to see the beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow far, all the cute, honey, sweet, beautiful dames. Oh, dames, a temporary flame. Do you dames? You don't recall their name. Now do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of the beautiful dames.
You know, folks, it's difficult to find good new songs. Oh, I don't mean that as a slur of present-day writers. It's always been hard to find a really good song, even in a season that produced so many hits this season. But I ran across one that lyrically and melodically is as fine as I've ever heard, well, in a long, long while, anyway. It was written by Harold Raymond and Eugene West. And the name of the song is The Call of the South.
Dear old sunny Southland, you are on my mind. Sorry, I've strayed away from you. Dear old sunny Southland, each night and day I find I'm lost without you, don't know why.
what to do. Weeping willows that come to me through the shadowy night, from the old pine trees comes a mournful breeze, and at the call of the south, lazy blue skies I seem to see, filling me with delight. What a great big thrill makes my heart stand still when I hear the call of the South. Old Man River, keep flowing, right before my two eyes. See, he's saying, get going back home to paradise. Mammy's voice rings out clear, like an angel above. Lordy, take me there to the land I love. I'm hearing the call of the South. Weeping willows beckon to me through the shadowy night. From the old pine tree comes a mournful breeze, and that's the call of the South. Blazing blue skies I seem to see, filling me with delight. What a great big thrill makes my heart stand still when I hear the call of the South. Old Man River, keep flowing right before my two eyes. Seems he's saying, get going back home to paradise. Dear old Mammy's voice rings out clear, like some angel above. Lordy, take me there to the land I love. I'm hearing the call of the
American music in a modern manner, I sought to help young American composers gain recognition. Some of these composers had only written popular songs because they never believed they could get a hearing for their serious compositions. Consequently, most young composers today write in a familiar verse and chorus form and hope that it will turn out to be a popular song. But Peter DeRose has not only written any number of popular hits, including his latest, Wagon Wheels, but recently he turned his hand to a little more serious composition called Deep Purple. It is this selection that our orchestra will play for you this evening in the hope that it may inspire other young composers. Deep Purple by Peter DeRose.
Thank you.
act is staged in the British manner. What the English music halls would call a boy and girl dialogue, except the music. Now being shown over there in the British-made picture, Jack Ahoy. Our scene shows Johnny Mercer and Peggy Healy in front of a backdrop that pictures the deep blue sea. The boy in brown and blue is a funny little thing that nothing do.
I've got the funniest feeling. It was something you said. You've got the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my trouble, you're my needle and thread. You've got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head. Whoa, that wonderful smile, how I fell from the start. You should listen a while. You thump, thump, thumping, I'm a full roll hard. We've got a wonderful future, rosy and red. You've got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head.
Funny feeling, it was something you said. You got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended, you're my needle and thread. You've got me walking on the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile, how I fell from the start. You should listen a while. See the thump, thump, thumping of my poor old heart. He's got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. He's got me working on the tip of my toes and my hat's on the side of my head. But most everyone knows.
You've got me walking on the side of my head and my hat's on the tip of my toes.
Presenting our star soprano, Miss Helen Jepson. Now the Metropolitan Opera Company and the Aaron Lisa Jaffer. Second act of Puccini's famous opera, Tosca. The story of a famous Roman singer, Floria Tosca, who lived a thrilling life for the sake of her loves and her art. At this moment in the opera, we find her in the depths of despair, crying to the powers above for pity and help in her terrible plight. It is the big moment of the piece, one of the most famous of all arias, and Puccini's challenge to the sopranos of the world. friend having a very earnest conversation in the wings. Boy, move the mic.